This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. Boston Public Schools face a persistent achievement gap between Black and Latino students and their classmates. This year, the district is trying something new. 13 schools will now offer what's called Advanced Work Classes, or AWC, to all students in 4th, 5th, and 6th grades. Until now, students had to test into the program that offers an accelerated curriculum. WBUR's Tanya Mosley reports on how it works.
Okay. And so when we look at the math learning target, everybody, right?
An hour into the first day of school at Curly K-8 in Jamaica Plain, and already this fifth grade teacher is delving into math concepts with her students. Next door, another fifth grade class is doing similar work. The difference between the two? The first one is a general education class. The second is an advanced work class filled with students who in third grade were invited to take a special test that gives them access to an accelerated curriculum. For this year's fourth graders, that division is gone.
They're learning the same thing. That's the difference. We don't need them to be separated.
Superintendent Tommy Chang visited both classrooms on the first day of school. This year, as part of a pilot program, all fourth graders at Curly K-8 are receiving the same access to advanced work classes. 12 other schools are making similar changes. AWC, as it's called, is now Excellence for All, offering subjects like language arts, math concepts a grade level ahead, and a specially designed curriculum that includes reading classic novels. Excellence for All is part of Chang's long-term initiative to close the achievement gap.
This work was led by teachers and parents at the Curly who felt it was critical that more students at the Curly K-8 had the opportunity to get the rigor that students in AWC classes had.
The idea at Curly K-8 was sparked 3 years ago after the school participated in the YWCA's race dialogues. Families began to talk openly about the discrepancies between advanced work classes and the general population. Most of those in AWC were white. The general ed classes were filled with Black and brown children. Curly principal Katie Grassa says teachers have discovered through extensive training ways to make certain high-performing kids in their classes are challenged, while also tending to the needs of students performing at or below school grade levels.
For example, you're reading a core novel. We have a child who's reading below grade level who's having trouble reading the text themselves. Through technology, we can have apps and headphones for students to listen to the text. So a child might not be able to independently read this text on their own, but they can listen to the text. And therefore, when the classroom conversation comes along, the child can engage in that conversation and continue their learning.
There is a direct link between access to advanced work classes, students testing into exam schools, and ultimately getting into college. The district will study what happens this year at the 13 pilot schools. The final goal? To provide advanced rigor for all elementary school students. For 90.9 WBUR and Edify, I'm Tanya Mosley.